Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team. And we start off with some football this morning. Liverpool have retained their perfect start in the Champions League. That's after a 2-0 win over Real Madrid under the light at Anfield. Cody Gakpo and Alexis McAllister on the score sheet. And it was another nightmare outing for the wonder boy, Kylian Mbappe.
It's Kylian Mbappe, and Callahan makes the save. Anfield goes wild as Callahan leaps to his left.
Never looked confident stepping up to it.
Yeah, so that penalty miss came in just after Liverpool had scored at 1-0. So it was a massive, massive miss. Liverpool, of course, went on to win the game 2-0. Now, other fixtures in the Champions League, Aston Villa remain without a win since their home victory against Bologna in October after playing out to a goalless draw with Juventus. Borussia Dortmund ended a six-match losing streak on the road across all competitions after defeating GNK Dinamo 3-0. Two late goals saw Benfica snatch a 3-2 victory over Monaco to claim their first points since match day 2. And then in local football, Kaizer Chiefs back to winning ways in the Betway Prem. That's despite playing most of the second half with 10 men, but the Glamour Boys managing to hang on for a 2-1 win at the home against Richards Bay with Shesha Keza, Ashley Dupria scoring the winner. Cape Town City, they registered their second win of the season, beating Bulawayo City 1-0. And the women Proteas suffered back-to-back defeats to England, going down by 36 runs in Benoni. We were pretty much second best in every department, to be honest, with the bat. England 204 for 4. South Africa, in reply, could only manage 168 runs for 6. Next T20 is on Saturday at SuperSport Park. And then finally, the Springbok fixtures are out for 2025. And I will not lie to you, I am somewhat disappointed because I don't understand what business we have playing Italy twice and then Georgia. And then, of course, we play in the Rugby Championship against Australia and Argentina. But we've gone from this year playing Ireland and the All Blacks in South Africa. Next year, we're playing Italy and Georgia. But anyway, I don't make the fixtures. That is what we have next year for the Springboks for the East Coast Australia Sports Team. I'm Sky Shabalala.